Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
Plenty going on in the NFL right now. Steve Dennis, we're about to be joined by Ed Werder. That's what the music tells you. But the latest is Tom Coughlin has pulled his name from consideration for the Philadelphia Eagles head coaching job.
Boy, you can do that when you're Tom Coughlin. You just got run out of New York. You've won a couple of Super Bowls, and there's some things about the Eagles job he didn't like. So, yeah, nice try, Eagles. I thought that was an odd pairing anyway. With him being a Giants coach for so long. Ed, there's Kenny Chesney for you, Ed Werder, ESPN Big Shot, every Thursday at noon here with Dennis and Frito. Hi, Ed.
How are you, boys?
I can't speak for Frito, but I'm great.
You always speak for Frito. What are you talking about?
But Frito, is he? Is that true?
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true, but I am doing great, so he could have said that.
See, that's what he said.
How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
How you's doing?
I'm fine.
You're going to be maybe the best game of the weekend. We'll get to that in a minute. We got so much we want to run through with you, Ed, that we're going to try to do it in a bit of a rapid fashion. And the coaching carousel is where we want to start. And what intrigues me, and I can't wait to get your opinion on it, Hugh Jackson says yes to Cleveland, but no to Johnny Football. Is that an awkward way to interview to be the head coach of a team?
No, I think you want to make sure that you can have all of your options open to you if you're going to be the head coach at a place like that. And given his close work with quarterbacks like, you know, Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton and McCarron this year, I think if you're really going to be the head coach, you certainly want to have control over who's going to be your quarterback. So, no, I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised by the answer he was given, that they're willing to move on from Johnny Manziel. I think that was the expectation all along.
How do they move on from Johnny Manziel? Do they just release him, or do you think they can get something for him?
Well, my suspicion is that they would try to hold on to him until the new league year starts, and they can attempt to see if there's any trade market, so they can attempt to recoup something for their investment of a first-round pick in 2 years and a significant amount of money. So I think they'll wait. I don't think there's going to be a lot of attractive offers, and there may be no suitors at all for a trade. I do suspect somebody will claim him on waivers or work out their own deal and sign him as a free agent.
The latest report is that Tom Coughlin has withdrawn his name from consideration for the Eagles job. Do you have any insight on that?
Not specifically, other than, you know, it would have been odd had he gone there. He could have conceivably lived in the same house he's been in while coaching the Giants, and then coached against the Giants for 2 games per year in the NFC East. And it would have been clear that the Giants would have been blaming Coughlin and only Coughlin for their failure last year, because the belief is Ben McAdoo is going to be the next head coach, the offensive coordinator, and Steve Spagnuolo is going to remain as a defensive coordinator. So the only significant change on the staff and in the Giants hierarchy would have been firing Tom Coughlin.
Ed Werder, NFL insider for the big network, ESPN, on with Dennis and Frito every Thursday at noon. All right, the word in San Francisco is it's going to be Mike Shanahan or Chip Kelly. Which one you taking?
I would probably go to shit with Shanahan, because he's worked in the organization, helped Steve Young win a Super Bowl as the offensive coordinator, so he has a history there, and he has an attachment for the organization's sake to the greatest era in football there, which is Bill Walsh. So I think he makes the most sense. He's a proven guy. He's won 2 Super Bowls, works well with quarterbacks. You don't have to change over your system as much as you do if you're going to buy into Chip Kelly.
Jerry Jones flexed his muscles once again when it came to his position in the NFL, kind of pushing the Rams to Los Angeles in the last couple of weeks, few weeks. Ed, I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. I'm wondering, why did Jerry want the Rams back in LA so badly?
Well, I think it's a market that has obvious allure. I mean, if you're the NFL and you know, you're this great entertainment enterprise, athletic enterprise, you've got to make it work in the second biggest city in the country, where it is the epicenter of the entertainment industry. It's a huge untapped market where significant resources and revenue lies for these owners, plus the relocation fees. And Jerry wanted Stan Kroenke there so badly that I think he advocated Kroenke just take the market and deal with the consequences after, rather than going through the process that we've just seen.
How does this impact North Texas's chance of getting another Super Bowl, since LA has got to be in the mix now?
I think North Texas is going to get another Super Bowl just because of the, you know, work Jerry's done, and the fact that they made an enormous sum of money off the last Super Bowl here, despite all the logistical and weather-related issues that caused it to be something less than what they expected. I have no doubt they're eventually going to come back here. I mean, the stadium is suited for it. The money that the owners will make is astronomical, the most they've ever made off a Super Bowl, so why wouldn't they want to come back?
You know, and I think the snow that we had for the Super Bowl when it was here is about as rare as an earthquake would be in L.A., by the way. Right. You know? That was just a crapshoot bad luck situation. All right, Ed, again, you're going to be Seattle, Carolina, which I believe to be the most intriguing game of the weekend. But I want to ask you in general, do you believe that the final eight this year is as wide open in terms of all eight of them, in my opinion, could win the Super Bowl as a year that I can remember? I think it's more wide open than a long time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think nobody would be surprised if Seattle, which is the lowest remaining seed in the NFC and has just been to two Super Bowls and was a play away from winning both of them, if they were to go in and upset Carolina, I don't think anybody in the world would be shocked by that. I think people would be surprised if Green Bay has the wherewithal, given the problems that we've seen in protecting Aaron Rodgers and creating options for him in the passing game, if they were to get past Arizona in a place where they just lost 30 by 30 points, 3 weeks ago in the worst defeat Aaron Rodgers has ever experienced. So, but I think any of the three other NFC teams advancing would not be a shock. And New England is not even the first seed, even though they held that position most of the year and they have Tom Brady. I think people expect that they'll be the dominant team, the team to watch the next couple of weeks, as long as Brady has Edelman and Gronk is healthy, which he's now missed two practices in the last 3 days, so maybe he's not. And there's the wild card of what Peyton Manning is going to, you know, be capable of after having had so much time off and not having started in 2.5 months.
Yeah, and then the intrigue of everybody assumes that Big Ben is hurt and Antonio Brown may not play, but Big Ben is tough. If he got a sizz going, I don't know if anybody would be overly surprised by that.
I think Pac-Man said that Big Ben was faking it if he plays on Sunday.
Yeah, well, he said Antonio Brown was faking it if he plays on Sunday.
Pac-Man.
But, you know, Ben has this great reputation for loving the drama, although I don't doubt that he's hurt. If we saw that play, in fact, the first thing I thought of, as I'm sure most people in the Metroplex did, well, you just broke his collarbone. We've seen Romo, break his the same way twice this year on the same kind of tackle. But I have no question he's hurt, and I think he is going to be limited, and he is playing into a really good defense, one that generates pressure probably better than any team in football, with Wade Phillips making the defensive calls and our old friend DeMarcus Ware there. So I think that is going to be a challenging situation for the Steelers, who are likely to be without D'Angelo Williams as well at running back.
It is interesting. The Super Bowl odds now range from 18% for Carolina down to 7% for Green Bay, and all eight teams are right in between that. So, again, I don't think any you know, and Aaron Rodgers gets his swagger back. Man, he's still scary. But since you're going to be Seattle, Carolina, if this game came down to the quarterback, you taking Cam or Russell?
Russell Wilson, easy for me. I think he's a much better pocket passer. His mechanics are better. He's more consistent. If the Panthers have a weakness beyond the wide receiver position, I think it's that Cam Newton doesn't always complete the third down throw that needs to be completed, and that's what happened when they lost the only time they did, which was to the Atlanta Falcons. I think Russell Wilson's proven his ability in the clutch. We saw it again last week, even though they should have been eliminated. I think Russell Wilson's the best remaining quarterback in the NFC, given the people around him and the kind of system they run.
And you're probably so happy you'll be in beautiful Carolina for this one. Ed, I was watching the Minnesota game, and Sal Powell was there, and he looked like you and I looked in Pittsburgh in that 08 season, standing next to each other. Do you remember that? I mean, that was brutal. And
that's when I was doing a live shot, and the snow remover came by as I was doing a live shot and just sprayed me with snow, which delighted, you know, Hannah Storm in the studio at 75 degrees or whatever she was in.
Yeah, I can remember.
I also covered that NFC Championship game in Green Bay when it was 33 below. So I've served my time. I didn't wah-wah about it, and I don't expect Sal Palantonio to do that either.
Yep, I'm with you. But, you know, it's very rare that you don't worry about how you look on TV. That day in Pittsburgh, I walked by you. We were literally 10 feet from each other, and I didn't care how I looked. And then I saw you and said, well, obviously Ed doesn't care how he looks either. So
you could say that any Sunday.
So I knew I was fine. Ed, we appreciate it, man. Where's that Chesney music, DJ? Come on, man.
Let's have it going out.
We got to send him off with a smile. Enjoy your duty this weekend. We'll be watching. We enjoyed your visit today. We'll do it next Thursday.
We'll talk next week about the Final Four.
Yes, sir. Ed Werder, thank you, man. Big Shot, ESPN. Love having him on.